moments of melody, the music and thoughts all wrapped up in a 5-minute package. The Apollo flights, the flights to the moon, adventures into space. Sometimes as we consider them, they make us think beyond the moon. A friend of mine writes of a visitor that came into his office in California, a man he had not seen for 15 years. This person holds a very responsible position with the company that developed the propulsion control system for the Apollo Man Moon vehicle. The visitor mentioned that he had a conversation with one of the astronauts. Our Christian friend said to the astronaut that he expected to go beyond the moon into space. The astronaut replied very fervently that that was his dream too. Then the Christian friend said that he planned to go without a launch vehicle. That stumped the astronaut temporarily, but he came back and said very thoughtfully that he supposed a spacesuit with a propulsion package could be developed. Our friend said that he was going without anything of this sort. He went on to explain that he expected to go into the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven, far beyond the moon. And that would be when Christ calls his church unto himself. To this, the astronaut replied, "You're kidding." Well, we can well understand the astronaut's amazement. My friend in his letter goes on with these words, Some of the promises our Lord has given us in his word are absolutely fantastic. If anyone else had given them, we would wonder if they were rational. However, since it is the Lord who said them, they must be true. 6 times over in Ezekiel we read that God said of his words, "I, the Lord, have said it, I will do it." Psalm 19. The heavens are telling the glory of God. They're a marvelous display of his craftsmanship. Day and night they keep on telling about God. Without a sound or word, silent in the skies, their message reaches out to all the world. The sun lives in the heavens where God placed it, and moves out across the skies as radiant as a bridegroom going to his wedding, or as joyous as an athlete looking forward to a race. It crosses the heavens from end to end, and nothing can hide from its heat. And in the last verse of that psalm, "May my spoken words and unspoken thoughts be pleasing even to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer." Well, planning beyond the moon is not just for astronauts. Just as those men prepared, so we do well to make the preparation indicated in the Bible. The Lord Jesus himself said, "Be ye therefore ready, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not." If he says, "Be ready," then there must be a way to get ready. That way is made plain in his guidebook, the Bible. Search it out today. And then write to us. We'd like to send you information. Well, the astronauts give us something to think about. Something to think about beyond the moon.